Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go.
What is up, Pennyhead? Welcome back to another episode of the Kind Mind Project. I am so, so glad that you're here. I have missed you. And I've missed this, sitting in this chair, having a conversation with you so very much. So very much. So I'm really, really grateful that you're here today. It's been a minute. Quite a few minutes, actually. It's been about a month since I have sat in this chair and recorded an episode to share with you. And I needed that time. I needed that time. And today I'm hoping that I can have a conversation with you that explains a little bit about why, but also a little bit about the work that came from the last month of time that I spent away. To be very honest with you, friend, I was not showing up in the way that I wanted to for you. And also for me, my head wasn't right. I wasn't in the right space to continue to create content for you that I believed in. As for a number of different reasons, and that is a story for another time, but what's important is that that time was taken. When I started to notice about some of the conversations I was bringing to you, to be honest, I felt some of them filled with resentment and some of them that were performative in a lot of ways, because I felt like I had to stay positive, because that's what we do here. We look at the bright side and we keep it real, but we turn our gaze towards the bright side. And really what I was finding was that the more that I forced myself to do that, the less authentic I was able to be for you. And the one thing I know for certain is that that is the last thing I want to do. That is the last dynamic I want to bring to our relationship. So I stepped away and I took about a month break. And if you're listening to this on the day that this episode airs, today is the 1st of April in 2024. The sun is finally out a little bit longer and the weather is changing here in Ohio. I don't know how it is for you, but I'm starting to feel a lot of the heaviness being lifted. And over the last month, I was very dedicated to getting back to me again. And the title of this episode, probably makes it very clear, but what I noticed before I decided to take that break was that everything I was saying yes to also meant saying no to something else. And I was not putting myself in a position where I was saying yes to the right things, nor was I noticing all of the things that I was actually saying no to. And as I let that realization kind of stir over the last month and really got honest with it, there were a lot of ways where I was not proud of the things I was saying no to. I also wasn't proud of the things I was saying yes to. And we sometimes do that without even realizing. So I wanted to be really intentional with the first episode back, because maybe you're in that same space. Maybe you're saying yes to things that you didn't even know you were intentionally choosing. Maybe you're also in a season where you don't even know the things that you're saying no to. So I'm hoping that we can have that conversation today, so that hopefully you can get to a realization that I was able to over the last few weeks. So let's get into it. I knew that I needed to pause when I started to realize that all of the things that I was subconsciously saying yes to were impacting the way that I enjoyed my life. I feel like that might sound a little bit dramatic, but really, when they all started to pile up, and I found myself just consistently being unhappy, consistently being stressed, consistently comparing, consistently having all of this resentment of all the places that I thought my life should be, and then was smacked in the face with all the ways that I was contributing to it, I knew I needed to pause. I knew I needed to reevaluate. Because every time I said yes to mindlessly scrolling on my phone, every time I said yes to procrastination, I was also saying no to feeling prepared or to being relaxed. Every time I said yes to comparing to other people's phases of life, to other people's stages of life, I was also saying no to enjoying where I was at. I had to deeply evaluate all the ways that I was contributing to my unhappiness. You know, I think sometimes we get to this sticky place of kind of telling ourselves that the world is out to get us. Oh, it's working out for everybody else. It's just falling into place for everybody else. It's easy for everybody else. But truthfully, friend, we don't see their hard shit. We don't see that. But they have a hard time just like we do. They have to say no to things just like we do. And so knowing that, we have to make sure that the things that we say no to, we mean it. And that the things that we say yes to, we mean it. Because truthfully, friend, I think I got to a point where I was so tired of missing out on the things that I knew I wanted to experience. And I was so tired of contributing to my own unhappiness. So what do we do about that? I really want you to ask yourself, what are the things that you are consciously or unconsciously saying yes to in your life right now? One of the things that I'm saying yes to since I have made this change is prioritizing the way that I unwind. Truthfully, I was going a mile a minute a month ago. I wasn't allowing for my brain to rest. And even when I did slow down, it was mindless relaxation. It wasn't intentional. So now I am saying yes, intentionally seeking out ways to unwind that will genuinely prepare me for what's next. Not just going brain dead and scrolling on my phone. Not just going a mile a minute and then mindlessly scrolling or mindlessly falling into Netflix, but intentionally saying yes to the ways that are truly going to recharge me for what I know is coming next. My weekends mentally look a lot different now. So I want you to ask yourself, What are you saying yes to mentally lately? Are you saying yes to comparison? Are you saying yes to overachieving? Are you saying yes to being a workaholic? Whether you realize that you're doing it or not, we do choose. Whether it's out of habit or a learned behavior or not, we do choose. The choice might be hard because it's on autopilot, but it is a choice. And by saying yes to those things, what else are you saying no to? Because by saying yes to mindlessly relaxing or unwinding, I was also saying no to connecting with my husband. I was also saying no to preparing my distress tolerance so that I didn't take it out on other people. Because I'll be honest with you, when I'm stressed, I'm a nightmare. I'm a nightmare. I wasn't fun to be around. And that was a choice I was making. Not only was I saying yes to mindlessly scrolling, but I was saying yes to allowing the resentment build. I was allowing resentment to build. Instead of enjoying the season of life I was in, I was resenting the seasons of life I wasn't in yet. I was sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, life can't go by fast enough because I want to be there instead of where I was. And I allowed that resentment to build. I allowed myself to take that resentment out on other people. And by saying yes to that resentment, I was saying no to any kind of genuine happiness. I was saying no to allowing myself to enjoy the phase of life I was in. So whatever you're saying yes to right now, that also means that you're saying no to something else. Here's the thing. We can't do everything, right? We can't do everything all at once. We can't. No matter how much we try to, we can't. There are things that we have to say no to. Both commitments, relationships, experiences, but also mental experiences, right? By saying no to resentment now, by saying no to allowing that resentment to build and the comparison of a season that I'm not in currently, by saying no to that, I create the space to allow myself to experience the happiness I was looking for. We only have so much capacity. Our energy is a limited resource. So there are going to be no's and there are going to be yeses. But every day you're saying yes to things that you don't even realize, which means you're also saying no to something that might be really important to you. It might be something that you know you want to experience in your life or a value that you have that you're not living out right now. I heard this earlier today and it really, really stuck with me. And I think this is something that is very evident when we think of the values that we have as a person. You may believe that those are important to you. You may believe those are experiences that you want to have, but are you believing them? Are you living them? You may be saying to yourself, Emily, no, I know the things that are important to me. I know the kind of person I want to be and the values that I want to hold and what I want to be remembered for. And I know those things. You may believe them, but are you believing them today? Are you? Really get honest with yourself there. You pressed play on a podcast today called The Kind Mind Project. Why did you do that? What did you say yes to then? Because you pressed play for a reason. Some part of you connected with what we do here or what you assume we do here, right? And so when we are saying no to something like personal growth or well-being, we're opening the door to say yes to toxic relationships. We're opening the door to say yes to previous problem behaviors. We're opening the door to say yes to toxic thought patterns. We're opening the door to say yes to the same shit, different day. I'm sorry, but you're not the same shit, different day kind of girl. So what are you saying yes to? When we say no to accountability, we're opening the door to say yes to a hell of a lot of excuses. When we say no to growth and new experiences because it's scary, we are opening the door to say yes to our comfort zone being home base. Right? I don't say these things to make you feel self-conscious. I say them because I was there and some days I'm still there. Some days I am still saying yes to the things that are easy because they're more comfortable. Some days I'm still saying yes to the things that I don't even believe that I actually want, but I do because they take less energy. I do because they're less scary. I do because I'm not fully consciously making a decision. The more that we say no to productivity, the wider the door opens to say yes to procrastination. The more that we say no to intentionality, to focus, the more the door opens to welcome in all the distractions. The more that I said no to intentionally recharging, the more I said yes to burnout. The more I said yes to mental chatter and scatter and everything that I knew I didn't want to experience. You gotta flip the switch there. The more that you say no to the things that require your courage, the wider the door is for you to say yes to fear. We know that we're not a community of same shit, different day. Not. We never have been. And some days, that's where we start to live. Some days, that turns into baseline. And we don't do it maliciously. We don't do it consciously. But every once in a while, we get a wake-up call. I hope that's what today is for you. I hope that as you listen to this, you know I come from a place of, girlfriend, I was there and some days still am, and I don't want you saying yes to those things anymore. So here's my ask of you. At some point today, will you give yourself 10 minutes with you, some quiet, and a piece of paper? Write down what you're saying yes to right now. And really think about what that also means you're saying no to. I hope you hear the conviction in my voice and know. Girl, it's going to make me emotional. I hope that you know that this life has so much that it wants to give you. It has so much that it wants you to experience. But you have to be awake for it. You have to be awake for it. I woke up this month. I woke up to all the things that I was saying no to, all the things that I was missing out on because I got stuck. And if you're listening to this today and you're thinking, Emily, I'm stuck, know that I love you. Know that it's okay. Know that it's not going to feel like this forever. And know that although you might have been saying no to a lot of things, there is a way to say yes again. I hope that after you give yourself those 10 minutes, that you reach out to me and you update me on where you are and how you're doing. And you let me know how I can help you turn those no's into yeses. How we can flip the switch on how we've been on autopilot lately. I love you so much more than you know. I'm so grateful to be back here with you. And I will see you next week. Stay kind.
Dude, thank you so much for including the kind mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey. If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the kind mind and let a girl know, okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.